This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Vietnam today signed 9 agreements to deepen comprehensive strategic partnership and enhance cooperation in the fields of customs, agriculture, legal, radio and television broadcast, culture and tourism. This was stated by Secretary East of Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Majumdar, in New Delhi today. Briefing media on the state visit of Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, to India, the Secretary said, both the countries emphasized on increasing bilateral trade. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart, Pham Minh Chinh. Both the leaders agreed to further deepen India-Vietnam relationship by increasing economic, strategic and cultural ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened in the last 10 years. The Supreme Court today ruled that sub-classification within the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes reservation is permissible to grant separate quotas for more backwards within the categories. A 7-judge constitution bench of Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, gave the judgment by 6-1 majority upholding the power of states to sub-classify the reserved categories of SC and STs into different groups based on their backwardness for extending the benefits of reservation. The apex court clarified that while allowing sub-classification, the state cannot earmark 100% reservation for a sub-class. The bench also comprising gave the judgment overruling the 2004 E.V. Chinnaiya versus State of Andhra Pradesh judgment of the Apex Court. Justice B.R. Gawai said, state must evolve a policy to identify creamy layer among the scheduled castes and scheduled tribes category and exclude them from the fold of affirmative action. He also held that the criteria for identifying the creamy layer among SCs or STs should differ from those used for the other backward castes. In Bihar, at least 10 people lost their lives due to lightning strikes in the last 24 hours. In Gaya, maximum 5 casualties have been reported, followed by 3 deaths in Jahanabad and 2 in Rohtas district. The majority of the casualties occurred when lightning struck people working in fields in the ongoing Kharif season. The Met Department predicts heavy rain accompanied by lightning in the southern and northeastern region for the next 24 hours. The Disaster Management Department asked people to remain cautious during rains and lightning. Heavy rains and cloudburst incidents in various parts of Himachal Pradesh have caused significant damage to life and property. In these incidents, 55 people are missing and 2 people have died. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the affected areas. State government has established 13 emergency centers. In Rajasthan, life has been affected in many districts due to torrential rains since last night. 4 people died in rain-related accidents in Jaipur district. Due to continuous rain since last evening, many roads in the city were flooded. The Embassy of India in Beirut has advised all Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Lebanon until further notice in view of the recent developments and potential threat escalations in the region. Those currently residing in the country are advised to exercise extreme caution and restrict their movements. The embassy also urged them to remain in contact via email or call. And in 2024 Paris Olympics, mixed fortune for Indian contingent on day 6. Shooter Swapnil Kosale secured India's 3rd bronze medal at the Paris 2024 Olympics shooting competition after finishing 3rd in the men's 50-meter rifle 3-positions final at the National Shooting Center in Shatarou. The 28-year-old shooter finished 3rd with 195 in standing after 156.8 in the prone and 153.3 in the kneeling rounds. He has become the first Indian shooter to win an Olympic medal in the men's 50-meter rifle 3-positions event. However, in women's 50-meter rifle 3-positions, both Anjum Mudgil and Sift Kaur failed to reach qualifying round, finished with a score of 196 after kneeling series. That puts Anjum in the 9th position, which is one spot below the qualifications places. And that is the end of this news bulletin.